So I guess that sort of leads into the more serious complications and how you would compare those. You talked about the endometrial cancer and blood clots with tamoxifen, the loss of bone and potential for fractures with your aromatase inhibitors. But you also mentioned that there are ways to try to prevent the bone loss and fractures. And I guess all of this first generation of clinical trials really didn't do that. They just sort of followed women. They didn't look at bone density. So they really weren't aware of it in this first generation of trials. Now most people are looking at bone density and attempting to deal with that. So how do you put it in context today in terms of what the risk of bone loss and fracture would be if the patient's actively monitored?
Well, the risk of bone loss, if the patient is actively monitored and appropriate intervention is done, has pretty much been eliminated. One of the difficulties with that, though, is that the prevention of bone loss does not necessarily mean a reduction in bone fracture. What we measure in the bone is simply the amount of calcium in the bone. That's not a measure of how strong the bone is. And so while I do expect that the use of the agents to prevent calcium loss from bone will in fact reduce bone fractures, and maybe even reduce bone fractures to a much greater degree than the woman's baseline risk, I think that the high-level evidence that that's actually occurring is still not yet available.